This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Our final hour of power. Good to have you with us. You have to see what happens here during the commercial breaks. So I go to get out of the refrigerator the same salad that I had yesterday. Soggy. I made it yesterday morning. It's soggy. It's not crisp, fresh, just left over. It's been in a refrigerator. So it's not like it's been out. And then I go over to the aisle, the other side of the aisle, where, big budget over there. And they got just delicious-looking pizza, wings, French fries, all sorts of stuff. And, like, Corporate Clary is just cleaning house. I mean, the juice dripping off the pizza. Cowboy Bob, I think you should go crash their party over there. Tell them I sent you. See how that works. Don't look like they have much left. All right, so I wanted to get to this before we go any further. So the DK Metcalf situation is weird, to say the least, right? He was suspended 2 games early this morning because of an incident that happened with a fan that obviously looked like he was up to no good, I guess, basically. But there was an accusation of calling DK Metcalf the N-word and his mother a C-word with 4 letters in it? Use your imagination. Now, that's what he apparently said to Chad Johnson Ochocinco, who said it on his podcast, and it became a thing. So the NFL suspended DK Metcalf for 2 games without pay, which we were wondering whether the NFL was going to suspend him for 1 game, 2 games, what have you, or if they were going to find evidence that somehow neutral or made DK Metcalf's actions not as bad and maybe give him a free pass. So the bylaws say quote, players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. And if a player makes unnecessary physical contact with a fan in any way that constitutes unsportsmanlike conduct or presents crowd control issues and or risk of injury, he will be held accountable. I don't know why they have to say players may not enter the stand or otherwise confront fans at any time. And then if a player makes unnecessarily physical contact, because it should be one and the same. If you're not allowed to confront fans at any time, then you wouldn't be able to make physical contact. I think, unless you throw something, Ed Cooley style. So anyway, clearly a violation. Now, he has appealed the suspension. The big news coming out of this is not the $555,000 that it's going to cost him for the two games if the suspension is upheld, but what CBSSports.com reported late last night, I think this was Joel Corey, his contract could now be void of $45 million in future guarantees, according to CBS Sports and ESPN. Now, Mike Tomlin said, look, he supports his player. He said, quote, he did explain to me why he did what he did, and I certainly don't condone the behavior, but I support DK. I really don't have a lot to add other than what I just told you. Well, here's the problem. There is video from basically the fans that are right next to or around this Ryan Kennedy fan guy. And based on what I heard, and maybe I missed it, nobody called, at least what I could hear, nobody called DK Metcalf by the N-word or his mother a C-word. The fan, as we told you yesterday, has retained counsel and has completely denied the usage of any racial slur, misogynistic, or hate-based language, saying the allegations are completely false. And again, there is some video evidence that appears to show, by video and audio, that the fan in question did not call DK Metcalf what he's saying or what Chad Ochocinco is saying, presumably through DK Metcalf, is saying. So, I don't know what to say here. I mean, this does not look good, obviously, for DK Metcalf. Maybe he'll get the suspension cut in half. There's no way it's going away. Now, again, unless there is video and audio and conclusive that shows that kind of language, I don't think DK's got even a chance at getting it halved. But I would say this. The question becomes, is does the NFL bylaw supersede that? Because it doesn't note the one that I read you about players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day, if a player makes unnecessary, it does not note, hey, if somebody calls you by the N-word or somebody calls your mom by the C-word or somebody tells you to go bleep yourself using the F-word, that you're allowed to confront the fan. So I don't know if DK Metcalf, maybe there's a chance it gets reduced to one. But right now, as we speak, I don't think DK Metcalf is playing the rest of the regular season. And quite honestly, he shouldn't, right? Now, the Steelers just need one win in their last two games at Cleveland. Or actually, So if the Ravens lose to Green Bay on Saturday, the Steelers could clinch, but they could control their own destiny by just winning one of their final two games. So that's that scenario. So, I mean, this shouldn't totally punish the Steelers, but it could. Remember a couple of years ago when the Indianapolis Colts, under the great Carson Wentz, before that horrible trade was made, which I screamed about and told you from the very get-go, terrible trade, awful trade, Carson Wentz was the last guy I wanted here, and they all thought they knew better, and you guys did too. They had two games remaining. At home against then the Oakland Raiders, or maybe they were in Vegas the first year, I can't remember, and at Jacksonville, and they just needed to win one of those two to either make the playoffs or win the division, I can't remember. It was definitely to make the playoffs. And they lost both. They lost both. Now, I'm not saying the situation is exactly the same, but the point being is just because the Steelers could get a division clinched by Baltimore losing against Green Bay Saturday or by winning one of their final two games does not mean it is a guarantee. Is it likely? Of course. Of course. And we told you earlier in the show that the Steelers had a 91% playoff probability, according to, I guess it's Next Gen Stats. But it's not definite. I think this is the right move. Even if I'm understanding the rule, and the NFL's bylaws are as completely out to lunch and wonky as you're ever going to find. It is the dumbest league alive on planet Earth. And it hoodwinks a bunch of suckers. And I'm in that. I have to do it for my job. I love the NFL. I love football. I don't love as much of it as it's shoved down our throat. But the NFL is as dumb of a league as you can possibly ever find. I don't know how DK Metcalf is getting away from this. Because of the way the bylaw is written, it doesn't say, except when somebody calls you by the N-word, or when you're provoked beyond a reasonable whatever. Maybe there's something else they can argue upon appeal. I don't know. But there doesn't seem to be that evidence. And even if they have the evidence, the question is, can they overrule it? So I think DK's probably, I mean, if I had to say, like, maybe he gets the one game knocked off, maybe. But likely, it's probably two. And if the Steelers somehow, some way, don't win one of their final two, and Baltimore somehow, some way wins out, even with Lamar in question and everything going on with Derrick Henry and Harbaugh and so on and so forth, and their defense, which was awful the other night. Wouldn't that be something? And then people would go, oh, but Mike Tomlin. No. How about DK Metcalf? How about that? How about them apples? Now, the good thing for Pittsburgh is they ran the ball really, really, really well on Sunday. I don't know if they're going to run the ball really, really well against Pittsburgh, but against Cleveland, but you get the point. They might be able to overcome it because, A, Cleveland is awful on offense, and they're not as lights out on defense as everybody thinks they are. Myles Garrett is great. Their defense overall is not great. Not great, no matter what the numbers tell you. Watch them. So anyway, just wanted to clear that up. Ed Cooley is another situation. The Georgetown head coach, now he was suspended for last night's game. Here on the Team 980. That seems to, like, kind of be dying down. But I want to tackle that next and address that more in detail than we did yesterday. We'll do that in just a moment on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, one more full show tomorrow before Christmas. We'll obviously not be here on Thursday, but we will be here on Friday, wrapping up that all-important NFC East tournament game between the Cowboys and the Commanders. Woof. So the DK Metcalf situation, suspended 2 games. He has appealed. So far, I've seen no evidence. But again, if you read the bylaw, the way it was written, at least in the media reports, there doesn't seem to be any provision for allowing the type of behavior. DK Metcalf is known to be a little bit of a hothead, okay? So is Ed Cooley. Not saying the same thing, but for those of you that haven't heard, seen, Ed Cooley, the Georgetown head coach, the former Providence head coach, was suspended for last night's game against Coppin State. Well, a 30-point win for the Hoyas. They didn't miss him. For at the end of Saturday afternoon's game against Xavier, hurling a water bottle and hitting like a 6-year-old kid sitting on his mom's lap in the second row behind the Georgetown bench. He was upset at the end of the game, 80-77 loss. I've seen the video. It's widely available in case you haven't seen it, right? I mean, listen, Ed Cooley apologized. See, you know, said totally out of character, no excuse for it. But, I mean, he just whips and hurls. Now, I don't know what the status is, but I read yesterday, last night maybe, that the family had retained a lawyer and was considering suing and that the kid had to be rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Now, I don't know if that exactly is... I don't know what part of that is all true. I'll let the legal process play out, right? I mean, I'm sure, like, they'll find a way to get some money from Ed Cooley or Georgetown or whatever. I don't think the kid was severely hurt, but, I mean, that's just what one of the reports said. He was suspended for last night. Seems like the Big East and Georgetown in cahoots. They thought it was fine, or not fine, but... fair enough suspension. I got to be honest with you. And maybe if they would have lost, you know, I would have said something different, but I don't think so. A coach, a head coach, in a sport that, you know, fans are not sitting behind a glass like they are in the NHL, netting like there is in baseball, some kind of distance like there is in football between the bench and the crowd, where the crowd is like literally right on top of you. That is really scary in basketball because, again, the crowd is literally right on top of you. You can't do that, obviously. There is no apology, no rationale, no explanation, no nothing. Like, Ed Cooley and Georgetown have to do something for this family. Besides just give them tickets to a game that nobody wants to go to. I mean, I'm sorry. You can't do what Ed Cooley did. I don't care how frustrated you are. In some ways, what Ed Cooley did, worse than what DK Metcalf did. Maybe in all ways. I don't know your thoughts on that. Let's get to Jonesy here before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Booster, Merry Christmas, man.
Happy holidays, Jonesy.
To you and all the fellas.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Look, Ed Cooley, I mean, he lost his cool. He did do some means of apology, whatever have you, man. I mean, I guess it happens. Shouldn't have happened, but it happened. I mean, but we got to move on with that. And I'm sure, I don't know, maybe you can go cook a dinner or something over to people's house or whatever have you. Maybe take a little kid out to maybe the National Zoo. I don't know. Make up for it in some way.
Jonesy, do something better than that, man. I mean, take him out to the National Zoo?
it's something to be said for that. He got to make up for it, you know. I don't condone to it. Don't get me wrong. Because I don't like stuff like that, man. You know, you can't do stuff like that. You got to keep it cool. You're a coach, for God's sake. I mean, there are coaches that went Mad Hatter, you know, over and over again. But come on, not it shouldn't have been Ed Cooley. Yep. But other than that, Rooster, that's it, man. That's all I got.
All right. Okay, short and sweet. Appreciate you, Jonesy. Happy holidays. Be safe out there with that GPS chirping in the background. I don't know where Jonesy was going, but I heard Miss GPS. Man, I'm telling you, what Ed Cooley did. Now, listen, he didn't intentionally hit a sick. There is a intention versus a non-intention factor, but ultimately the net result. What Ed Cooley did, worse than I think what DK Metcalf did. But there is a premeditation, there is a distinction between the two actions, the behaviors. I'll grant Ed Cooley and Georgetown that. But again, like tickets to a game that nobody cares about is not the way to solve this. You know, send the kid to college. Give him a free education for life at Georgetown. You know, do something meaningful. I know he's only six, but still, you get the point. All right, trending alert time, and then we will come back and wrap up the show, final half an hour or so of the show. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. All right, the Commanders continue to get ready for the Dallas Cowboys in a game that means absolutely nothing for either side. Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Northwest Stadium in Landover. Final matchup, of course, of the regular season. Final home game. Looks like Josh Johnson's going to be the starter. Jeff Driscoll probably the backup with Sam Hartman on practice or as the emergency third quarterback. Tress Way's been named to the Pro Bowl, starting punter for the NFC, third time in his career. Alternates, Jalen Lame as a return specialist, and also Nick Ballore as a special teamer as well. So the Commanders, no offensive, no defensive primary players there. Meanwhile, tonight on the 106.7 The Fan, I should say, is the Capitals hosting the New York Rangers for the first time in two meetings spread out over 8 days here in Washington. Caps have been struggling of late. They've lost 4 out of 5. They only got 1 out of 4 points over the weekend in a back-to-back home-and-home with Detroit. The Rangers generally don't score a lot, so that could help them out as they meet up with the Blue Shirts tonight at Capital One Arena. And the NWSL has implemented what they're calling a high-impact player rule, which would allow teams in 2026 to spend up to $1 million outside of the salary cap on star players such as Trinity Rodman of the Washington Spirit. They got to meet certain criteria. The NWSL's Player Association voiced their opposition, issuing a statement saying they would now take actions to enforce the rights of players we represent. So we will see where that goes. And that's what's trending.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know this song?
I do not know this song. I've never heard it.
James Brown, baby.
I don't recall ever hearing this song.
You know James Brown now, right?
I do know James Brown.
Yeah.
This just in. I do know James Brown. Do you know that the other James Brown, the TV broadcaster, I used to work with him? I used to do his radio show.
The former NFL running back?
No. Well, that's Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. James Brown, the CBS host of NFL Today.
Got you. Yes.
Who's Washington, D.C. based. JB, if you're out there, you know, I mean, you might remember me. I haven't seen him in a long time.
That's who I think about when I think about, like, CBS broadcaster. Him, Jim Nantz, like, those are, like, at least for me coming up watching football on CBS, yeah. Those are the guys that kind of, like, wait, they change these people? Like, yeah. They don't do this for their whole life?
Yeah.
John Madden is another one for me.
Well, it's interesting because you're, right, you're
30.
30. I couldn't remember. 29, 30, 30. All right. So that would mean you were born in 1995, right?
Ding, 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 ding.
So I grew up on a different CBS cast.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Summerall and John Madden were the lead play-by-play guy and analyst, right? And again, everybody knows Madden because the video game, you know, the iconic character that he is. Pat Summerall was a former NFL player. who was a kicker, I think, and he was the lead play-by-play guy. Now, he had some alcohol issues, but you know, was for so long the voice, if you will, and then flipped over to Fox when Fox got the NFL rights. But forever and ever, the show on CBS, the NFL Today, was not what you see now, which is like a constantly rotating cast. I mean, Bill Cowher's been there for 10 years or whatever. But, you know, Boomer was out, Matt Ryan's in, this guy's Nate Burleson's out, in, whatever. I don't care. I don't pay any attention. But forever and ever, it used to be, try these names on for size. Phyllis George. Ever hear of her?
No.
It used to be Jimmy the Greek Snyder. I think his last name was Snyder. I mean, everybody just called him Jimmy the Greek. Ever hear of him? He said some controversial things. Let's just call it that. It used to be Brent Musburger. You know Brent Musburger, right?
Yeah, I know Brent. He was he's more, for me, he's more like a college guy.
Right, right. But long ago, he was
NFL.
The NFL lead studio host for CBS Today, or NFL Today on CBS. Mm-hmm. Mike Francesa, who became like one of the founding fathers, if you will, of sports talk radio, WFAN in New York, used to be on that show as well towards the end. There was one other, Irv Cross, one of those guys. I think he was on that show. Anyway, that's the show, a record that I grew up with. But remember, this was before Fox was even a network. Or was Fox was just becoming a network, right? So Fox didn't have the games. It was CBS and NBC. I don't remember who was on NBC's like pregame show. I don't remember. I don't know if that was Costas. I just can't remember. But there was a time where that show was iconic because there was no social media. There was no like replays. I mean, it was just like what everybody tuned into. I mean, like on Sundays, if I'm around and not doing stuff, which I'm always doing something, NFL Network or ESPN is on in the background. I never, ever watch CBS or Fox until the game start. And even then, I'm watching the Commanders game. And if there's no Commanders game, I'm watching Red Zone so I can try and see everything or as many things as I can. Interesting. How did we get on that subject? Oh, because you played James Brown. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Loose connections.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, so here's where I wanted to wrap up the show. I read overnight in The Athletic, I believe it was, about the now former Michigan head coach. What's his name?
Sherrone Moore.
Sherrone Moore. I was kind of drawing a blank. About how many different social media, I guess, weird messages, posts, weird behavior that he is being accused of based on reporting done by The Athletic. I mean, as you know, look, an absolute mess, right? As you know. And I don't know if we're ever going to get like everything solved, but I mean, you want to talk about like just a absolute debacle. I'm trying to find the actual column, and for whatever reason, it's not showing up on the Michigan sports homepage on The Athletic, but I'm pretty sure I read it in The Athletic overnight or late night or whenever it was. I think it was late last night. The bottom line is Sherrone Moore apparently was texting through Instagram DMs and all this stuff, women that were not even necessarily, not his wife, not the woman that he was getting it on with in the athletic department, that ultimately toppled the regime, but all sorts of other random women that he would like send high waving hand emojis to and hot fire symbols to, people that were like, like, why is this guy doing this? It's got to be a fake account. And it turned out it was a real account. It was Sherrone Moore. And this was like multiple women. One he offered to fly into Michigan to stay at a hotel. But then he was like, well, you know, like basically said something about, she asked, like, could we be seen in public or whatever? And he's like, I'll get back to you on that. And then there was one that had nothing to do with the Michigan programming. I guess he just somehow saw her on Instagram. Weird, right? And he starts messaging her. And I guess you could do that pretty easily, right? Just rando girls that show up. I don't know how it all works between what do you call those? You know how, like, when you click on something on Instagram, all of a sudden you start getting ads for it? What's the term? There's a term for it, but you get the point. So I don't know. Maybe he was just rando searching. Whatever. First of all, this guy was an absolute horn dog. Let's start there. Secondly, like, when you're Sherrone Moore and you're the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, A, you really have time for that? You got a wife and kids at home. You got a job that, you know, probably you could work 100 hours a week and not even be close to being done. You're having an affair the last couple of years, including, and apparently, like, students, football players, other people in the athletic department saw his vehicle at this, where this woman, woman that he was, you know, getting on with, at her place. Like, he wasn't even being careful. And then we sit here, and I'm not saying anybody feels bad for Sherrone Moore. I think what we feel bad for, if he really is going through mental illness and it's documented and it's legitimate, people are much more sensitive to that and understanding of that than we used to be as a society. Right? And fairly. I think that's good. Because I know I've changed in that tune as well over many years. But I would say this. Like, if you're cheating on your wife, if you're going out and not trying to cover up your car or whatever the case might be, just, if you're texting other women and women that aren't necessarily like friends of yours or whatever, like, at some point, man, you got to be smarter than a box of rocks. So I don't know if we should feel bad for Sherrone Moore or not. I mean, it was sad and weird seeing him in an orange jumpsuit and all that stuff, and he looked frail, and I'm sure his life is an absolute just epic poop show at this point, right? I mean, his wife apparently is supporting him. Good for her, I guess. But my goodness. All this stuff, while you're the head coach of Michigan, like, even if he would have gotten fired, not this offseason, just by performance, but say midway through next season, if they were disappointing, or at the end of next season, it's very likely that Sherrone Moore could have easily gotten an offensive coordinator job at any college along the way, or in the NFL, Harbaugh, whatever. Right? Now, how do you touch him? And maybe somebody at a small school will give him a chance in a couple of years. It's only like 40. But how do you touch? You know, people did hire Bobby Petrino back. Right? Different situation. But people have given chances to people. And that's fine. And maybe there will be, I don't know, Eastern Sheboygan University will hire Sherrone Moore in 5 years or 4 years or whatever. Maybe. But man alive, you got to be smarter than a box of rocks. And it appears that Sherrone Moore was not that. I just finally found the column called Inside Sherrone Moore's Downfall. Instagram messages, emotional outbursts, and Michigan's breaking point. I mean, Michigan knew this was going on. They hired an outside investigatory firm. They got a tip. Again, he's sending Instagram messages before games, right after games this year to women who had no connection with Michigan. You know, like all sorts of things. And no, that none of that is illegal. I'm not saying it's legal or illegal. But, I mean, weird, right? And who knows what else is to come. All right. Dum-dum of the day. No, it's not Sherrone Moore. We've already done that. Dum-dum of the day. Next, to wrap it up, before Linnell Willingham. He's not the dum-dum of the day either, although sometimes he makes dumb decisions. On the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. For some reason, Linnell Willingham and Anthony Haney, who are coming up next at 4 o'clock, Burgundy and Gold today, are simulating like line calls and snaps from under center with a football and spraying the glass with water in front of us. I have no idea what they're doing. I have no idea what it means. No clue at all. But I just wanted to point it out that these are the kind of shenanigans that go on around here. All right, let's get to it. We take you to Osceola County, Florida, a place I'm very, very, very familiar with. My family owns property down there. My sister lives in Osceola County in St. Cloud, Florida. My dad, retired down there. Stepmom, they passed, but you get the point. So we take it down to we take it down to Osceola County, Florida, where a woman, a 36-year-old mom named Tiffany Lee Griffith, was at the swimming pool of the Gaylord Palms Hotel in the Orlando area last week, and she starts screaming at another child after the child allegedly dunked her own 6-year-old son under the water, according to the County Sheriff's Office of Osceola County. She placed her hands on the victim's shoulders and forcibly dunked him underwater for several seconds, police said. The boy got out of the pool, visibly upset, bleeding from the nose, and immediately told his parents what happened, according to, police. And Miss Tiffany was arrested. Witnesses reported three children, including the victim, and Griffith's son, again, Griffith being the woman that got arrested, were playing in the pool when the splashing became aggressive, prompting the freak out. She was arrested, charged with aggravated child abuse, and booked into Osceola County Jail. She's being held without bond. So think about it this way. You get upset that somebody dunked your kid in an aggressive play action in a pool. And I understand why you would be upset, right? Somebody could drown, somebody could get hurt, somebody could, lose oxygen, whatever. So your reaction is to take another kid, 6 years old, and dunk them under the water by forcibly pushing them down on their shoulder. Honey, sweetheart, you're not a mom, you're a lunatic. You're not defending your kid, You're an uncontrollable maniac. You're what this society has become so much of. And you deserve to be in jail with no bond. Throw away the key. Thank you. Goodbye. So it's not only dumb men in the state of Florida. You know, you've heard of Florida Man. And we've tried to stay away from that easy target. But it's also dumb women in the state of Florida. It must be something about the heat and the humidity. I don't know. Must be something. All right, coming up, Linnell Willingham. Again, burgundy and gold today. I have no idea what they were up to. There's water all over the glass in front of me. Hopefully they have a radio show planned for you. I'm sure Linnell will be barking and yelling about something about hand technique and doing a top six list that ends in Y or whatever he does. Make sure you listen to him over the next 3 hours right here on the Team 980. We'll be back together for one more show before a day-long Christmas break. AMAC will be back with us for one more show. We'll see you then. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Adios.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.